Hi, I'm Sean Sutner, news and feature writer for Search Health IT.
And I'm Kristen Lee, news writer for Search Health IT.
We're the Search Health IT Hit Squad. Welcome back to another one of our podcast episodes. This week, we're going to chat about federal regulation and deregulation of mobile devices and apps in healthcare from both safety and privacy perspectives, and big data in healthcare. We'll also touch once again on the long-running battle between the two dominant EHR vendors, Epic Systems Corp and Cerner Corp.
So, Sean, you recently explored the world of the FDA and its guidance on health IT matters relating to mobile devices and mobile health apps. What did you learn from the FDA and also the regulatory specialist from Underwriters Laboratory you spoke with?
Okay, one thing I learned is that Underwriters Laboratory, you know, otherwise known as UL, is, you know, it's an old line industry consumer safety testing organization that used to be nonprofit, it's now for profit, but they are authorized by OSHA and others to do safety testing. They're moving into the world of Internet of Things and safety and cybersecurity of Internet of Things in the health sphere. They're closely watching development of mobile health apps, and so is the FDA. A lot of people don't realize that the FDA has issued a series of guidance documents in recent years, effectively deregulating or down-classifying wellness apps. So the kind of things that Fitbit, Jawbone Up, Apple Watch generate, well, they've pretty much said, hands off, these are not, strictly speaking, medical devices. They only become subject to regulation in real medical devices when they make health claims as opposed to health or medical claims as opposed to wellness claims. I also learned that Anura Fernando of Underwriters Laboratory, who's the head of their medical device unit, he believes that the FDA has issued quite clear rules on cybersecurity of the Internet of Things. And even though the FBI and Homeland Security are really worried about the vulnerability of these devices to cyber attacks, he feels the FDA has issued quite clear best practices, including multi-factor authentication, including single sign-on, things like that, for these devices that most reputable providers are following. So, that said, Kristen, you've also been looking into federal regulation of wearable devices, but you've been focusing on HIPAA privacy issues. So, to me, this is kind of new terrain. Nobody's really talked a lot about it yet. So, what did you find out, and what kind of privacy can consumers and patients expect for their, you know, protected health information?
Yeah, so it seems like there's a little bit of confusion out there about what HIPAA does and does not cover when it comes to wearables, the data that you kind of produce when you have a wearable, and the data that that wearable stores. I spoke with the CISO from Lahey Hospital and Medical Center, David Reyes, and he kind of really walked me through what HIPAA does and does not cover. So HIPAA defines healthcare data as things like your name, your address, your social security number, your license plate, basically information that identifies you as a person, which is confusing because I think a lot of people think, oh, my Apple Watch is, you know, recording my heart rate, and what if a hacker gets that? That's healthcare data. That should be protected. But in fact, HIPAA doesn't cover that because they don't consider that healthcare data. Now, a lot of people are concerned about that, but Reyes told me that he really doesn't see a problem with that, because if you just have random heart rate data floating out there and a hacker gets it, you know, what are they really going to do with it? If it's attached to, you know, a person and identity, then you might have a problem. But he doesn't really see a problem with it. But I did talk to a lawyer who does see a problem with this. He feels that, you know, what is considered healthcare data within one entity is also being produced in another entity, but isn't being considered healthcare data within that second entity. So it's kind of like this healthcare data is being produced in this gap, and in one place it's considered healthcare data, in another it's not. So he has a problem with this, and he thinks that, you know, there are three sort of options to fix this kind of conundrum. The first is to create a law that regulates the currently unregulated information. The second option he sees is have one law that covers all health information. And the third is to just completely redefine healthcare information. Because nowadays, you know, your doctor, it might be considering whether you have a job or your commute to work as healthcare data. So that's what he sees as the problem. So there's kind of an interesting debate going on there. So Sean, what's up with Epic and Cerner? Anything new there?
Well, yeah, I'm actually looking, well, other than they're still fighting every day, not that much, but we've created a new infographic based on federal attestation data to CMS. And we published a story on this about a week ago. We have a new map. I'm looking at it, and it's a map of the U.S. Instead of the red and blue states, it's got the orange and green states. And the orange states would be Epic, and the green states would be Cerner. And between the two of these EHR giants, they really dominate the whole country. I mean, Epic is the number one EHR vendor by attestation, combined stage one and stage two in 22 states. Cerner is the number one EHR vendor in 15 states. And so that really only leaves about, you know, 8 or 10 states that are where they're not the number one. So the other factoids we learn in this infographic is that in the there are 11 states where Epic and Cerner are 1 and 2, and Cerner actually leads that 6-5. And in the 5 most populous states in the country, California, New York, Pennsylvania, and Texas, those are all dominated by Epic, and Cerner is ahead in Florida. And, you know, this might be conventional wisdom, but each of the two big vendors dominates its own home state. Epic has Wisconsin under control, Cerner has Kansas, but in each state, the second ranking one is, you know, really fighting hard to make a big presence. So Cerner is number 2 in Wisconsin, Epic's home state, and likewise, Epic is number 2 in Cerner's backyard in Kansas. So, Kristen, let's close out this Hit Squad podcast now with what you found out from the CIO of Bay State Hospital here in Massachusetts about sort of the conflict between big data benefits and security in health IT.
Yeah, definitely. So I spoke with Joel Vongso from Bay State Health. We talked about big data and security, and his sort of message is that, you know, when with big data between healthcare organizations, you know, you're opening up data to other healthcare organizations, but you're also opening it up to attackers, so there's more vulnerabilities. And his concern was, you know, with huge breaches like Sony and Home Depot, you know, those are companies, they clearly have the finances to invest in, you know, whatever, security software, you name it, and it was still really hard for them to prevent these sort of attacks. So he says it's scary, but he thinks that the promise of big data, you know, coming up with new ways to treat patients outweighs that. So it's scary, but he thinks that the benefits of big data cannot be denied, and so you shouldn't be scared of that.
That sounds good. I have one last question for you, though, Kristen, and that is just, can you give one interesting tidbit from your recent video interview with CIO John Halamka of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston? I don't want to scoop this whole thing because we're going to talk about that content in a different podcast, but what was the most fascinating thing that you came away with from your conversation with John?
Definitely. I'm still a little starstruck, to be honest. We had a great conversation, more details on that later. He served me delicious green tea. It was so good. And I asked him just about his clothing choices, which was also very interesting. And all in all, I walked away with just a wealth of knowledge.
Well, that's a good teaser, and we'll find out about Halamka's philosophy on health IT and fashion in our next episode.
Yes.
All right, so that wraps up our podcast. We invite you to check us out at searchhealthit.com and searchhealthit on Twitter. Thank you.
Thank you.